I'm delighted to talk to you today. See if I can put this microphone. How is this? Can you hear me? Okay. Delighted to talk to you today about what public health nurses do to address the social determinants of health. And on the heels of this really exciting and compelling presentation about food costs and food deserts, doesn't it just make you want to go do something about that? So let's see what public health nurses have to say. This is a project of the Public Health Nursing Practice Council of Minnesota, and I'm honored to represent the work of these amazing leaders in public health nursing. They're a group of nurses who convene several times a year to talk about issues that are relevant to public health nursing practice and what we can do about those issues. And so I'm representing Marie Margatan, Linda Bach, and Maureen Alms from the University, or from Minnesota Department of Health, who work with this Public Health Nursing Practice Council. And also Neva Kayani, who was involved in our project as a national consultant from Indian Health Services. And then I would also like to acknowledge Karen Martin, the principal investigator and author of the Omaha System, and she is here with us today. And we have no relationships to disclose. So if you're here in this room, I think you probably have a pretty good idea of the concept of social determinants of health. And these things like poverty and racism and their effects on health are well documented. So the purpose of this presentation was really to explore more about what public health nurses do related to the social determinants of health, because these things have not been standardized and described. The Public Health Nursing Practice Council approached me because they were very interested in learning about community-level practice and how they could document community-level outcomes. They had a passion for the social determinants of health, and we talked about the various tools that are available now to measure how we talk about outcomes, how we talk about community-level practice. And we talked about the intervention wheel and how that talks about public health nursing practice at the individual, community, and system level, and they found that very helpful. And they wanted to look further for the opportunity to document outcomes related to interventions, and then we found the Omaha system. And in their conversations about this, they discovered a national enthusiasm for the project, so they decided to take it nationwide. The objective of the study was to describe public health nursing interventions regarding the social determinants of health at these different levels of practice, individual, community, and system. And then they found that in their organizations, they were addressing individuals at the MCH population, maternal child health, and also frequently with community-dwelling elders and disabled people. So they split the survey into two groups at the individual level for MCH and for community-dwelling elders and disabled people. And then they also added a level for family interventions. And what they did is they sat and explored what do we think we do from our local public health perspective for interventions of the social determinants of health. And we had to find a way to quantify this so that we could talk about it. So we turned to the Omaha System concepts. Which concepts of the Omaha system did they think really related to the social determinants of health? And after several meetings and talking to local public health nurses in numerous health departments, they came up with this list of core problems that describe the social determinants of health. And of course, income being number one, and also the first concept of the Omaha system. Also housing, residence, very important for social determinants of health. Communication with community resources, what are the barriers that we have, that we face in our community connecting to the resources that are available. Interestingly, they chose interpersonal relationship at the system and community level as an indicator of racism. And then mental health and nutrition. They developed a survey of 53 interventions that they thought public health nurses typically use to address these six problems. And then they invited public health nurses in Minnesota and nationally to respond to their survey using, for example, the PHN section listserv, the Omaha System listserv. Publicly available staffing and financial data were added to the survey response data to look at some indicators of public health nursing. So our participants were largely from Minnesota, although we had participants from 16 states. And we did ask people to have only one respondent from each public health department. And here's how the interventions turned out. The public health nurses are really doing a lot of work addressing the social determinants of health, primarily at the individual level for MCH and adults and the family level. But when you consider that over 35% addressed social determinants of health at the system level and almost 50% addressed social determinants of health at the community level, that's pretty robust. Here's where the interesting correlation came in. In Minnesota, the total interventions for social determinants of health were associated most strongly with PHN FTE at these public health departments. So the more likely the public health department is to have public health nurses as staff members, the more likely they are to address social determinants of health. So let's look at what we found for some of these interventions. And the interventions are listed on the x-axis. So the very first one is about health insurance. Then we're talking about food support, such as SNAP programs, and then educational resources. So you can see where those interventions go across the bottom. And then the lines, the gold line at the top, is how often public health departments address those at the individual level. We're looking at the community level in the orange line and the system level in the green line. And you'll see this pattern over and over in the coming slides that we have a definite separation between interventions that are delivered at the individual level being the most common, and after that, the community and system level. Here's the residence problem. And we know that having a house to stay in, so homelessness being a sign and symptom of the residence problem, this is a huge determinant of health. So something like food insecurity, residence insecurity, moving more than one time in a month and things like that, or one time in a year, I mean, are strong determinants of health. And so the first intervention here is housing resources, and followed then by several others. We talked long and hard about why this big difference between individual and community and system level for the residence problem, and we figured out that residence is just such a hard nut to crack. You know, it's a really difficult and challenging issue to address at the system level. Communication with community resources, on the other hand, had a much higher proportion of interventions at the community and system level, probably because it's inherently a community problem if there are barriers to resources. So here the public health nurses are out there making sure that there's an ability to connect with resources, and they're doing that at the community and system level. Interpersonal relationship in our concept is looking at child protection or adult protection services, assessing support systems and behavioral health service, and assessing the status of relationships both at individual and community level, community counseling, and making sure that people have access to actual resources such as ways to improve their relationships. Included in this is a very fascinating approach developed by public health nurses in St. Paul Ramsey County, Minnesota, where there's a huge system level effort to reduce racism in healthcare. Mental health, we see a similar pattern with this community level intervention really popping up there at coordination among providers. And this would reflect efforts to collaborate in mental health collaboratives and to pull people together to address the critical mental health needs in the communities. Here's a really interesting pattern in the nutrition area because in Minnesota, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Minnesota's statewide health improvement program. It's called SHIP, and it's a community-level intervention. So public health nurses agencies receive funding to address problems at the system level. And so that's what they did. And what we see here in this final intervention at the end where the community and system pops up is breastfeeding support. And the whole idea behind the SHIP program is to provide preventative interventions early in life and at the community and system level. And you can see the impact of that SHIP funding at that last intervention. We also included a very interesting text field so that public health nurses could explain what additional problems they were addressing at the community and system level. And they came up with a fascinating list. And many of the public health nurses in the state of Minnesota use the Omaha system in their daily documentation. So they were able to tell us specifically which Omaha system problems they were addressing at the community and system level. Neighborhood workplace safety, caretaking parenting, growth and development, oral health, pregnancy, postpartum, communicable infectious condition, physical activity, substance use, family planning, and healthcare supervision. We found that our work defining those six core problems of the social determinants of health was very limited from the perspective of the public health nurses themselves. And they were addressing these additional problems. Well, actually, they also added in the text field additional interventions for these new problems and for all problems. And the additional interventions that they shared with us, 47% of them were at the system level. And you can read the rest, 17.6% community level, 23.5% at the individual level. So here is how the other interventions that were not on the survey sorted out. And it looks like public health nurses do a lot of connecting at the community level, making sure that individuals and communities and systems are all connected. They also do a lot of preparedness and emergency work. This communicable infectious condition shows about foodborne outbreaks and other diseases. So it's a very interesting way to be able to look at the work that public health nurses perceive that they do for the social determinants of health. Public health nurses are engaged in addressing the social determinants of health across many levels and problems. Therefore, when we see the cost data, we can infer that a strong public health nursing workforce should be supported to leverage public health nursing expertise and impact on costly population health disparities. So our future research will be to develop an evidence-based care plan addressing the social determinants of health that will be encoded using the Omaha system, and we'll be then able to measure outcomes relative to social determinants of health interventions. Public health nurses address social determinants of health among diverse populations at individual, community, and system level. In Minnesota, agencies employing a higher ratio of public health nurses may have greater focus on addressing the social determinants of health. And the Omaha system supports documentation of social determinants of health interventions. Thank you very much.